Spice. We're supposed to be out of quarantine. Very nice to have everybody back. Be back. All right, let's begin. We are now on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The new piece is talking about Mafteach Chalukah, the buttons on her dress. Those are the Mudalechatila laws. So the Gemara says Mafteach Chalukah is pshita. It's self-evident. We don't need it. The Gemara says no. Teretz the Kasha Lo Tzricha the Isle Trei Dashe. Thank you. That there are two dashe. See what that is. Mau de tema. What's the havamina? Kadaminayu betule miftil. One of them will become bottle and never used. Kamash, and that'll be a kosher kiyama. Kamash shalai. Okay. First, we have to understand what is the pshita kasha based on. And what is the Kamash Malan? Those are two things you always have to do with the Pshita Kamash Malan. When it brings them out of the Tema, what got removed and what's the Maskana? It's unclear in our case for sure. Maybe a big machlokes. And also, where was the Pshita based on? Unfortunately, Rashi, in the Dibra Masa Pshita, the Ha Kol Yom Asharile is in the wrong place. He's on the second Pshita, right? He's on the Chut Dei Simcha, he's not on the Mafteach Chalukah. So we could say we're going to mug the Rashi down there and pump it upstairs into the previous Pshita and maybe even feel good about ourselves. Rashi and the Mishnah says, let's read Rashi and the Mishnah in Mafteach Chalukah. He says, Mafteach Chalukah kamo shiyesh legelachim. These are not shavers, as someone said the other day. Unless you guys find in the Masechta that it is a shaver, I think it's a priest. We're talking about priests here. Ke'ein leshonos lekan lekan. They have the priests wear their frocks, or whatever the heck they wear. And they have these tongues, or these patches of things. Does anybody have a picture book? No. You see, I don't know what I'm talking about. What are these things?
We do have a picture book.
Give me the picture. What is it? Rabbi, somebody. Rabbi Michael, help. What is these? It's definitely a priest and not a barber. Okay?
How does Rabbi know that?
Because I've seen it in other places. The this
the
word.
The Ron on the Riff. The Ron on the Riff says it.
Ron on the Riff
says it's Komarim. He says that it's
Komarim, exactly. This is a Komar.
This is how this
which is
a
priest.
This is how Alon Eshet.
Alon Eshet has a diagram.
Which we really liked. This fits better than
he made this. It's not a real diagram from the book.
No, the book is weird. It's like a cape in the book. When we spend time on this trying to figure out how it fits into the shop.
Okay. If you guys look here at this lady. Two knots, one up on the shoulder here, one up on the shoulder here, and they've got these pieces of straps that go over one, this part, the left hand side goes over to the right, and the right to the left. Oh, the picture was posted. Excellent, thank you. So we don't need like Alon Eshet's picture, we have Perush Chai's picture. So you have like Batman, this one is going on this side, and this one's going on this side, and that's the way the priests go. It's a komar, exactly. Okay, fine. So Rashi explains over there, let's go back to that Rashi now. So you got one strap going left, right hand to left, fine. The koshim shall be katef small, the shall small, but mean the kaiva, the koyoma sharule. Since every day she unties these knots, lo dummy midi, it's not similar at all. Lekesha shel kaimo, mudalechatila, and it's mudalechatila. Fine. Now, that seems to be Rashi pushing it, explaining the pshita. Although, if you think about it for a second, we know that where is Alex Prohm about? He's here. Okay, good. No, he's just sitting in New York. Sure. Okay. We know that Rashi's arguing with the Rambam here as to what makes you mutar l'chatchila. The Rambam has a different svar. He's going to say it's not the ma'isa uman. That's number one. And it's not l'kaima. He doesn't need lolam. Yes, long term, not. But if you have two of those, tart l'tehusa, we know the Rambam matters l'chatchila. Rashi is going to say, that's why Rashi has to add in this lo damim midi. It's not similar at all to a keshet kaima, but he has to create a third category because he doesn't have the ma'isa uman to knock down one step, the ma'isa hedyot to make it already patur balasa. So that's why Rashi has to say it in this way. Does everybody understand what I just said?
Well, Rashi doesn't have the two factors.
No, Rashi doesn't have ma'isa uman. Never seen that.
You couldn't have like kaima and.
He has long eternal knots, like eternal dancing. And then he has Pater Balasar knots, and then he has the ones that are not dome at all to the Kesher Shekaima, the short-term knots. That's the way he does the three levels. The Rambam would never do it this way. He would do it that it's either Maisa Uman, automatically also the Rambam. And now, if it's Kaima, then it's Daraisa, and if it's not Kaima, it's the Rambam, not the Uman. And if it's not an Uman, you're already there on it. And now no Uman coupled with no Kaima equals to the Chatzilah. We saw this Rambam. We worked on it. No? We did. So therefore, you see here Rashi on Pitei Chalukah is saying a Chiddush. I just want you to understand what I'm saying now. There is a Chiddush in this Rashi that the Rambam will disagree with. Does everybody see that? No? If anybody says no, then they're not here. Everybody got it. So now I'm immediately going to be asking Akasha, since we know that Rashi and the Rambam are arguing in what makes a mutar l'chatchila not, how can you ever ask a pshita Akasha on something which is not agreed upon by everybody?
That's not a question, Rabbi. Everyone agrees that that's not mutzer. It's not a kesher shel kayama, according to anybody.
Who's here? Who's speaking now? I don't hear.
Aaron Cobb. Can the Rabbi hear me?
You have to undo your picture so we can see you if you want to speak.
I can't. So I'm using my computer. I don't have a webcam. Well, the Zoom link doesn't work on my phone.
I understand when you talk English. You don't have to talk English. I'm trying to say it slowly so I can understand you.
I don't understand why the rabbi is saying that this is not pshita according to one of the opinions, Rashi or the Rambam. Both agree that it's...
Does the Rambam agree with Rashi as to what makes something mutar l'chatchila?
Not always. Sometimes, yes.
So Rashi said that since they untie it every day, it must be mutar l'chatchila, correct?
Yes.
So now, according to that definition, how could you ask a kasha pshita on that?
Yeah.
How?
Because we know that women do not tie kesher uman when they want to tie their clothes. So with that factor ignored, we know there's not a kesher uman, this is a kesher hedyot. The only factor remaining is there's a kesher kayama or not. The Gemara says it's pshitza, that this is untied on a daily basis, and it should be mutar l'chatchila.
You're saying the daily basis makes it that everybody, since you're saying it's, because it's daily, everybody has to agree that it's mutar l'chatchila?
Also, I'm assuming that the knot is not a kesher shel kayam, not a ma'ase uman, it's ma'ase heriot. With that assumption in mind, then Rashi and the Rambam agree.
And therefore what? Okay, you know what? I accept what you're saying, Erica. You're saying very good. You're saying that since it's by definition, a woman's dress is the ma'isa uman when she ties it. Ma'isa hedyot. It cannot be uman. Therefore, no matter how you slice it, in the Rishonim, everybody has to agree that this is going to be Mutar L'Chatchila. Bein Rambam, Bein Rashi. Correct? That's what you're saying? Now, look at the second half of Rashi. Lo, in the Rashi in the Mishnah, it says here, the cave of the Kol Yom Asharle, lo dami midi lekesha shakaima, Mutar L'Chatchila. So you says Arikab, Bishlam of the Rambam, by definition, this woman's knot on her dress is a Maisa Hegyo, and it's not Kaima because eventually she has to take it off. That's Vada and Mutar L'Chatchila. But for Rashi, this could theoretically be Aser Midarabanan. Could be, right? It could be that it's Aser Midarabanan. Because this idea of lo dummy midi lekesha shakaima, what does that mean? Where is Rashi right now? What do you mean lo dummy midi lekesha shakaima? How do we know these levels? And they're self-evident? Maybe there is a gzeir. Sfas Emes asked this kasha. Maybe there isn't. Maybe it's all usher. Usher b'derabanan. How do the Gemara know something's cheap at all?
So did Rashi, was he able to say that because of the everyday aspect of it? It has to be every day because we established in the previous case of Putter of Al-Usr that there was some periodic nature to it. You didn't know exactly when, but it wasn't forever. And now Rashi said every day, that's Mutar L'Chatchila.
And that is something that's self-evident? How is that self-evident? How is that something that everybody has to know already? It's something that's every day is Mutar L'Chatchila.
Based on the first two dinim that the Mishnah has taught.
Based on the first two dinim, the first one is what? The first is high. Right. The
second din is
Says Yaakov Shalomzayt a very interesting thing. He said the Gemara is asking a kasha pshita. Kosheres Isha Mafteach Haluka L'Chatchila, and the previous move of the Gemara, just use that as a Hadgufa Kasha. Use that to generate the Hadgufa Kasha. Look at the first move. Hadgufa Kasha, Marti Yish Kosherin, Sharim She'ein Chayavin Alein Kikesha Gamal Kikesha Kvarim, Chiyuva Huda Leika, Ha Yisura Ika, Bahadat Tani Kosheres Isha Mafteach Haluka, Afilu L'Chatchila. The language, so we need this law in the Mishnah to create the Hagufa Kasha. And then the teretz of the Hachika Amar is, no, you have these knots, and what are they? These are the Kitra de Kitra, and then it continues, Umaynihu, Kish Kosheret Beftucha Chalea, the Hatila is our bubble. So says Zerve Shonzai, since the Gemara needs Mafteach Haluka, the previous Maksha needed that Baba in the Mishnah in order to ask a stira. How can the Gemara on the one hand have used it in order to say it's Hachika Amar, and then a minute later ask the Kasha on it? We don't need this. You didn't need it. You would not have figured out what the Mishnah is saying with this Hachika Amar if you didn't have Kosheres Isha Mafteach Haluka. That's what you meant? No? What did you mean? You're trying to explain the Shita Kasha. Go ahead, explain it. So Rabbi Shalomzayt says a new idea. He's saying that based on the fact that Mishnah number one is Hayav Chatas, and Mishnah number two, after the Teretz of the Hagufa Kasha, is saying the Patar Bal Aser ones, and then introduces the L'Chatchila ones, we don't need all seven cases to teach us the L'Chatchila knots. We don't need all seven cases to teach us the lechatchila knots, because one would have been enough. One would have been enough to teach us this, the halakha amar, that there are some that are patur alasar and some that are with the lechatchila. Just teach us one. Why did you need to teach us seven of them? Seven? It must be that each one of these has a separate kiddush that the other one doesn't have. That's what you're saying? Well, if you didn't have any of them, then you said 2 seconds ago, we wouldn't know that there are three categories, because the Mishnah base says, Yesh laksharm she'ein chayavim l'kikesha galon, da, da, da. And it doesn't say lechatchila anywhere. Nowhere does it say it's one the lechatchila in the Mishnah. We need the teretz of the aguf akasha in order to create this baba of mudda lechatchila. That we definitely need kosheret, this mashma lechatchila, she can kosher. That's the deal it's making. And now, says Rabbi Shalom Zayin, why do I need mafteh haluka, simcha, Piskia, all these, what do you need so many of them for? So we know you didn't have to list seven of them for the Doraisa knots. Why you need seven now? This is Pshita. Must be there's a Chiddush in each one that you had to list all seven. That's what you're saying? One of them you need. You need the word kosher. You need something in order to generate three categories, correct? One, but you said not seven. That's what he wants to say now. And I think we saw something like this by somebody.
It's not like what Rabbi Shantan was saying before, is that from process of elimination, if we can categorize the fifth chatas as going to be kind of olam, chatar olas is going to be al shibosh v'ayim, so anything less than that would be good. Why do we need to teach anything?
But you weren't able to get to Shavua Shvayim if it wasn't for the Mishnah saying Kosheret, which is Masha Lechatchila. You need to have.
Even in the Haguf Akasha, we already knew the existence of the two categories of.
And we said it's made in Taiwan. He said that the Haguf Akasha thought this Mishnah was made in Taiwan. The guy says, I'm going to list you the Fatah Balasa, and he tells you things that are Mutta Lechatchila. But they're made in Taiwan. Tarzan say, no, it's not made in Taiwan. It's made in Babylon, Israel. They're very sophisticated. That's what he's saying, right? So you need one to bring out the three-tiered Mishnah. Now, since Rabbi Shalom said, the pshita is based on why I need so many of them, okay? That's different than the second pshita, which is the whole cult, Yom HaSharile. Is this part of the first pshita kasha? Are you saying Rashi's relying on this Dibra Matzla Pshita in the second Pshita, and that's explanation also the first one? But what is the Pshita Kash in the first one? Just, it's difficult to justify giving me seven cases. That's what the word Pshita means. Because I've never heard of Pshita Kash, which the premise is, why do you need to give me seven of the same? When did you ever see that equals Pshita?
It seemed like we asked
Pshita. Did you ever see that? That if you give me a list of seven, now it's Pshita. The first one's Pshita. What do you mean? How did you know? You could say the first one needs, each one needs a Chiddush, because you listed seven. I want to give you the Tzrichus of each one. But to say that I'm allowed to start blasting Pshita Kashas because you gave me a list, that doesn't make sense.
What was the language that everyone would want to see? If it's not Pshita Kasha, just saying, why do we have it?
Sorry, it's Sricha, Srikusa. You need all of them. Understand? I need this one, and I need this one, and the other. You want to say that's the Pshat of the Pshita Kasha? It's a Kiddush. There are a lot of Mefarshim we saw using this language that Rabbi Shalom Zayin is using, that it's because of the list of seven Lechatchila cases that the Gemara is asking Pshita in each one.
Huh? Each one. All
they didn't ask all of them. They asked like four or five. I don't even know. There's a lot of them that they're going to ask Pshita Kashas. But I don't know if that's true. Okay. Yes, sir.
Maybe it comes
from the Terence
from the Habu
Kasha. Oh, it's a Kasha. Says Rabbi Drelich, a new idea. This Pshita Kasha of the kosherit mafteh haluka is a kasha on the previous teretz of the Gemara. How? How are you going to do that?
That's only Pater Amalasar, right? And that's not Chayas, that's Pshita, that these other things are for sure even what's in the Chachim. Since we had a category, the mission gave us a category of Pater Amalasar, and you could have answered the Hakuf Akash and said, no, these things are really Asar. The woman's Chalukah really is Asar, Minderabah.
Okay.
But instead, we went to this very, very extreme case of the knot in the camel's ring, or in the knot in the boat. So that tells me that in order to get to Pater Amalasar, it has to be really bad. It has to be almost the Kesher Shel Chayam. And therefore, anything below that's obviously going to be the Chachilah. It's so pshita that this lady putting on her apron every day is going to be a heck of a Chachilah. Not even Doma at all. It's almost like I didn't even need permission to speak it out. It was so posh once you told me what the Pater Amalasar case was. The Isidore Abana has to be very, very similar to the Isidore Raisa. So these are not even close to the Isidore.
Okay, that's exciting. Everybody see what Rabbi Greilich is saying? I'll repeat it for the people who are on the Skype. This is very similar to what Rabbi Bella just was trying to say a little while ago. Excellent. I think you even said it more clear. The shot is like this, as Rabbi Greilich. The previous teretz just deciphered the Mishnah. Saying if you're one of those knots that looks like a permanent knot in the nose of the camel or in the nose of the ship, then you're Daraisa. And the Darabonan ones are the ones that look like that knot. They're undone every so often, but they're that level of power. It's an anchor, it's a tying into the dock, it's a leash, it's a knot, right? There, and that's the Darabonans. Must be that everything else is going to be mutter lechatchila. For sure, a woman's dress that she has to undo every day, take on, put off, whatever, take it on, put it on, take it off. For sure, that's going to be mutter lechatchila. There's no question about it. Why did the Mishnah have to even say it? That's what you're saying? Okay, so now we're going back to what Rabbi Shonzai wanted to say. This fits with what Rabbi Shonzai a long time ago. What he wanted to say. We don't need any cases in the Mishnah. Not from the fact that we have seven cases we're asking the Shita. He's now saying, no, we don't need any cases. Once you tell me the Daraisas are the Kesher Gamal and Tzapana, and then you tell me the ones that are Pater Balasar are similar to those knots. Therefore, you don't even have to list me anything. Anything that's not similar to those leash knots and tied to the dock, which are serious knots, serious rope knots. And of course, I'm going to say everything else is going to be mutter. All these cases have to be mutter. I don't even talk about it. Do you understand what he's saying? One second, Moshe Yochanan, do you understand what he's saying?
I don't understand, but I don't think it's correct.
So repeat it. We must repeat it. We must repeat
it. It's just like the case that's really sticking out is the secondary the kitchen country of both the camel and of both the boat. That's part of our answer. Everything is below that, like if Shita is mutter lechatchila, you don't even have to say it. Where I would say it's the opposite, where because it says Shita Mago Tema, it means like all the other five, it only says in two cases Shita Mago Tema, the other five is not so partial. Therefore, there we don't, we keep our shut, we don't say Pshitam on the tema. We say it's not partial. Thank you for bringing it up, dear Mishnah.
We're just asking the first Pshita that Rashi does not explain,
right?
What is it based upon? That's the question that I'm asking. What is the theory that makes it Pshita? So sure. Rabbi Shonzai is saying what's making the Kasha Pshita is the fact that the Rabbana knots are severe knots. So therefore, anything that's not severe, i.e. household garments, things that people take on and put off, these types of things are obviously not anything near those type of knots.
I understand that he discussed all the seven cases and comes to this label, but I say no, because in only two cases more discussed them.
Why do I say two? We have four or five cheat the cash is coming.
I don't see that.
Did you go through the whole daf?
I did, I guess at least twice, but I only found two cheat them out of the day.
So there are four or five.
You have to go to the end of the other album.
There are four or five. There are a lot of cheat the cashes on these particular days. More than two. At least four, maybe five. Five. There are five cheat out of the seven. Five out of the seven cases are going to get hit with a cheat the kasha. So says Rabbi Schoenzeit, they're all unnecessary. Everyone is unnecessary. Not because there are seven, but because I know the first two dargas of Daraisa and Darabanan must be. And that's why Rashi doesn't speak now. Rashi doesn't speak on the first one, on the first cheetah, because it's not based on the Ha'kol Yoma Sharilei. That could be, it could be part of the kasha, but it's not based on that. The second kasha is based on the Ha'kol Yoma Sharilei. Does everybody understand what Rabbi Schoenzeit is saying? And whoever it is, I don't care. Listen carefully, I think it's good what we're about to do. Okay, the first pshita the kasha is not based on the words that Rashi says, the Ha'kol Yoma Sharilei. It could be part of what the pshita the kasha is, pshita number one, but really the kasha is that I know I don't need any of these cases. I'll figure it out myself. Like fail safe, as Rabbi Green would say. These are, you can't make a mistake. You don't need to give me all these cases. I know that if it's not like the leash or the camel or the boat knot, then it's going to be mutter. Meaning to say, if it's household knots, of course they're going to be mutter. Clothing knots, things like that, that people put on, take off, because I know that the other one are industrial working knots, animal knots, boat knots. So human clothing is nothing. That's what you're saying is the kasha of sheet number one. Okay.
But I don't understand this
approach. Something new. Go ahead.
So just in terms of structure, what we're saying now is that the original kash is that there's no ways it's like the self-evident that it's not like an anchor, which is just the drabona. And then we say, okay, so what I've thought, really, it's not like the anchor knot even. It's a chayav chatat. It's a kesh shel kayoma. It's a full power knot. That's
Ooh.
That's the havamina we're saying.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
where are you? The mouth of the table?
Yeah.
No, I don't get there. Don't get there. Don't.
Rabbi, we don't never saw leashes in the explicitly in the Mishnah.
You're just got out of bidud, so you want to move. We all want to move. The first sheet the kasha is I don't need the Mishnah to list any cases because I cannot make a mistake. I will not make a mistake without these cases being listed. It's unnecessary. It's fail safe. You cannot make a mistake. Good? Why would you make the mistake? Because if I see, this is forever, this one is the leash knot, the bolt knot, then now anything that's not in that category, that's household usage, etc., the Mishnah gave me enough information without these cases.
The leash is not inside the Mishnah.
Really?
The leash is not inside the Mishnah. We only get that from these water cases over here. We don't know the case of the leash only from, we only know the case of the leash from these mutter cases. The case of a leash, which is 2 weeks, which is potter of a lasser, is not explicit in the Mishnah. We medayek that from these mutter cases. It was explicit, Sean, so I'll be right.
We answered that. You could have just said, yesh lacha sharim mutter lechatila without the list. I don't need a list. I don't need these cases. Just give me the principle.
So when would I have drawn the line, then? So where would I have drawn the line? How would I have known which ones are mutter, which ones are mid or bottom?
What? I don't care.
Is it a change from cashier
one to cashier head? I don't care, says Mr. Pshita. Listen to Aaron Yonah Schoenfeld's cash. It's very important. But I won't know the factor. I won't know what's making it mutter lechatila if I don't list the cases. I'll know that this is mutter lechatila because it's so different than a camel knot and a leash and a boat, right? But I won't know the factor. Says Mr. Pshita, I don't care about you and your factors. I know the law is mutter lechatila. I don't care what the reason is. You can't make a mistake. Therefore, the Mishnah has no reason to teach us all these cases. Anything that is not like a leash and a boat knot.
Which is?
Anything. Give me a case, I'll tell you. Mutter lechatila. Because it's obvious. It's not like that. It's so different than that. It must be mutter lechatila. That's what he's saying. I don't need these cases. It's obvious. It's obvious from the Mishnah that there's a potter, the chayav chatas is forever, and the mutter lechatila, and the pasuk of the rabbanan is 2 weeks, a week and 2 weeks.
How do you get to 2 weeks?
You don't need to give me cases, good man. Just tell me there's a chayav, potter lemalasser is like the boat. I'll figure out, and then they say they be yesh mutter lechatila. Huh? You don't need cases. No, you don't.
The factor about the afloon is that we're saying that the reason why it's not about this because
I don't care the reason. I don't need a reason. I just need to know that it's not going to be anything that's not going to be tied for a week or 2 weeks.
I'm saying
I don't need cases. If I know the boat knots potter of alasser, the leash boat, the boat leash. Then, and that's 2 weeks, a week or two before they sail again the ship, then I know everything else is going to be what the look at. I don't need you to listen to that.
Maybe the boat leashes also for,
nice.
For years.
Sharet! You don't listen! No, Sharet is mashmal the Khatila. So say, Niye Shikoshim the Khatila. You don't have to give me cases, I'll figure it out.
Why did Tartan here give us the Sharet?
He why, has, who?
Why did the Tartan in the previous week give us a specific case?
If he would have said, now the Machan saying, you don't need that case. Just tell me kosheret, which is mashma lechatchila, and I'll know everything's mutter. I don't need that. I don't have a mina that this dress knot is like that knot of the camels. No
so,
way.
I don't know the fact it wouldn't be my son.
You don't. Guess what? Even now you don't know because the Rambam says it's about Uman and Hedjam and the other one says it's because it's Lechatila. You'll never know. And no one cares, says Mr. Pshita. Mr. Pshita's saying I don't need the Mishnah to list me cases.
But the camel...
But necessary. I'll know the law even if I don't know the Svara.
But the camel isn't tied up always for 2 weeks. The camel's not always tied up for 2 weeks.
Oh, second, you're Rabbi Alon Eshet, he's not a rabbi, but who's not? Everybody is around here, so might as well say something. He's Rabbi Eshet says, then why do we have so many cheetahs? So let's do one at a time. Can we do one at a time? No, let's do one at a time. This is not near where I can jump to 15 sheets at a time. One at a time, let me work. This is so hard. What we're just doing now is hard. This is, if you look in Sefer Birkas HaTorah on the second Shabbos, the first volume, there's going to be a second one. Over there on Daf Sadi Dalet on the days, maybe Sadi Hey, I don't remember it. He's talking about the Mishnah's talking about cutting your fingernails. Over there, and then Gemara opens up with the Kasha Pshita, Zulizutnan, Zubizu, something. Tanzalamabes. And what does it say? Over there, I did this with Rabbi Green. We spent 2-3 weeks on it. I wrote in the beginning of this year. Thank you, Rabbi Green, for teaching me this oracle. You remember oracles and this and that. That's what everything we said in that shir is what Rabbi Dreilich is saying now. Okay? The Kasha Pshita said Rabbi Green was that I don't care what the reason is for your Kiddush. There was an Amora, the lesson. I don't care because I'll know the law from the Mishnah no matter what. I can't make a mistake. I can't make a mistake. You have a Kiddush. Mr. Pshita definitely has a Kiddush. But the Mishnah has a Kiddush in Maftei Chalukah. That's the Maksha. I don't care what your Kiddush is. I can't make a mistake. I cannot make a mistake from the information I already have in the Mishnah before these cases. I won't make an error. I may not know the reason why it's usher, but again, we still don't know the reason why.
But Rabbi, yes. doesn't it have to be a very strong example in the Putter of al-Usr case such that you won't make a mistake? It has to be so clear that that's a strict case. Like for example,
it's like the knot in the thing. And Rashi.
But the camel might not be tied up that long. The camel might not. It says sometimes he's tied up for a week, 2 weeks, but he's not always tied up that long. It's not like the camel's.
You go to the thing that the lady wears every day. That's obvious. From the Mishnah itself, I'll never make a mistake. If you came to teach me a boat knot that's on the leash, the dock, whatever it is, there's no way I'm going to even think for a second when my wife asks me, can I tie my dress up? I'm never going to say, no, that's also because of the boat knot. That's a week or two before they sail the ship. There's no way you cannot make a mistake. So Rashi is not saying the Bahaba Kol Yom Ashari law. That's not the source of the Pshita Kasha. That may be part of the Pshita Kasha because it's what's making it so different than the boat knot. That's the Rabbana. But the Kasha is really coming from the strength of the Mishnah already defining what the Aser, the Rabbana knots are. So everything less than that's going to be Mechatchila. I don't need any cases. I'll never make a mistake on these seven. Right? Now, it's possible that there's a Chiddush in each one. I don't care what your finish is, how you got there. Is it because it's a little dummy meaty to the Kesher Shel Kaima, or is it because it's Hedyo coupled with that like Kesher Kaima? Remember, according to the Rambam, Mutta Lechatkila could be a Hedyo doing the Rabbana knot, a 2 week knot, and it's still Mutta Lechatkila. Says Mr. Pshita, I don't care what it is that's causing it to be Mutta Lechatkila. I'll never make a mistake. Fail safe, to use Rabbi Green's language. Fail safe is the Kasha Pshita. There's no room for error. And therefore, your svaras throw them in the garbage. We don't need them. That's the Kasha Pshita. Now, the Teretz is saying, you would make a mistake, right? But it's not necessarily what's motivating the original memra of the woman. What? What's a riot? What's that?
The Spirit is telling me that I will have a Nina. Not that it's like case number two. Not that it's equivalent to that. The Spirit says, no, I have a Nina be usher for a different reason.
Right.
And that's proving that the Chief of God was saying.
We're about to get there. Rabbi Dreilich is stealing on my thunder. Fine. It's not the first and it won't be the last. Hopefully it'll be sooner than later, but I won't have any need to have any thunder stolen. Let's go to the Mahu Detema. The Mahu Detema makes a slight shift. This is a proof for how we have explained the Pshita Kasha. Okay? Mahu Detema, says the Gemara. Lo Tzricha, forgive me. The Islay Trade Dashe. There are two dashes. Now, let's first look at what changed in the Mishnah from the Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah to Rashi's Pshat in this Mahu Detema. Rashi says here, the Yesh Tarti Dashi Sheyeh Shape Sachim. There are two openings. Remember, if we look at the picture book, there was only one opening for her head to slide out, and you had the Batman thing. Tying on both sides, the left to the right and the right to the left. She's not going to get out of there, right? Unless she undoes these things. Now, all of a sudden, there are two holes on this cape somewhere. Now, how does it work? Hainu, otan de shonot, those two straps are also openings. Tachim. And what is it? Behavian zulemala bezulemata. Now, zulemin bezulemal. I don't know how to do this configuration-wise, but in the picture originally, Rashi had one on the left and one on the right, but they were both the same level, height. Now we have one on the left and one on the right, and one is higher, one is lower. So for whatever that does, we're switching the garment now to a new type of garment, because really, the Makshan accepted that since we don't need that case in the Mishnah, it's unnecessary. We would have known the answer no matter what from the previous Babas in the Mishnah. It was self-evident. But what do we need now is a new case. Ve'im eina materet ela ha'echad. And now if she only unties one of these two knots, now that they're not horizontal, parallel to each other, or whatever you want to call it, now that they're more at an angle, she can theoretically wiggle out of this thing with only untying one knot. She can slide it on and take it off without untying both knots. Okay? That's the setup of the new case that just changed. So the case that we originally had in the Mishnah really was not needed. You can erase it. You don't need it. Okay? So what do we need it for, this new case? Ma'u detema. Look at this. One of the two may be unused. So we're going to see this 1,000 times, but look at the interesting knetch kite here. There's a little knetch. The Tehave Kesher Shakaima. So now this knot that looks like a Mutlet Atfila knot that I would have identified is now turning into not a Darabana knot, it's turning into the Araisa knot. That second knot, since she can slide out, that one's never going to be undone. She's lazy. She's a lazy lady who doesn't want to undo both. Okay, so she's going to slide out the other side. The cave of the Loyada, since we don't know which one's going to be the lazy one, that's going to always stay tied, Tarvayu Litzuri. Both of them should be usher forever because we don't know which one's going to be her lazy knot. Kamash Malam. Now, what do we see over here? Not just a principle where now we're having the possibility that this is going to be something that's usher, Kamash Malam, it's not, but it's a new type of isser in the Mishnah. That's what we would have thought if we had this case come before us. If we have the Reish of the Mishnah, the camel knots, Ayatakos. Safe next Mishnah, the Darabana knots that are like those knots. Now you get this Chaluka that has the one a little higher than the other one. And we don't know what to do with this thing. Why? I would think maybe both knots are usher. You have to usher both of them. Why? Because we don't know which one she's going to use and which one she may not use. Yes? No, stop. Stop, stop, stop. It's too fancy. Let's stay here. So right now we have two knots. None of them look like they're going to last forever. None of these two knots look like they're going to last forever. It's not the norm to have lazy ladies who slide out of their dresses. That's a bizarre lady. And what are we going to do? We're going to tell her, not the normal thing, listen, the one that's going to be your lazy knot that never gets undone, that one you can't tie and untie. But the other one, is, hey, enjoy life. That's what I would have thought, I would have said, right? The one that stays tied for long periods of time because of your laziness, I would say that one's the us or not, dear, but the other one, enjoy, tie it, untie it, because you got to take it off. It's not at all similar to the first two. Kamash Malan said, or Mal Detema saying, that's the mistake you're going to make, Mr. Fail saying, you don't know this new wrinkle. You don't know this new halacha that you would us or both knots. Not from the Ration, not from the first Mishnah, from the second Mishnah. This is a new Isser that you would think could be out there that we're removing right now. That's why you need this case. Because you would have thought that in a situation where a woman comes to you with this Mafteh Chalukah, What would you do? What would you do? Huh? I would say exactly if she has a horizontal like Batman, then for sure I'm gonna say it's with her because it's gonna be on and off. That's Pasha. I don't need the Mishnah to teach me that. What do I need the Mishnah to teach me? That if it's off-center, I would tell her that's not a Shabbos dress anymore. Because you could slide in and slide out. I would usher everything because I'm a Baal Tshuva. I'm scared of everything. She says, I can't do it. Can't do anything. That's what I would think from the first two babas, the first two Mishnayos, right? You wouldn't know what to do in this case. You, Baal Tshuva, usher everything. Okay? That's the shot of the Gemara, says Rabbi Drake. Therefore, from what the Mahu the Tema had to do, he had to create a new Isser, a new type of Isser that's not in Bubba 1 and not in Bubba 2. Bubba 1 is Chaychatas, Bubba 2, I know it's Mishnah 2, is Pater Valasser. This new fangled idea of Maftei Chalukah was needed to be taught in order so that you, even in the case where you have this off-center knot, the husband's going to say, honey, you can't wear that. It's us, sir. Why? Because we don't know which one you're going to be lazy with. We don't know which one's not going to be undone, and therefore I would usher everything. Now, well, okay, so the Kamash Malan is a disaster. You don't know what the heck the Kamash Malan is. What's the Kamash Malan? What are the two options for the Kamash Malan? Rabbi Michael. Good, that's one. Let's look at what's your name? Michael is the last word of this Rashi before Maudete was Bedochak, right? She could theoretically wear this if she's lazy and stick her head in or whatever her arm's in an uncomfortable fashion to be lazy. She could do that. So says Rabbi Michael, the Kamash Malan is, we don't worry that she's going to do this. And we will not to her to wear the garment. We will not be a crazy bachu. That's one shot in the Kamash Malan. What's the other shot in the Kamash Malan?
No way that she's going to be one of the crazy.
But finish the thought.
So open.
And what will happen if they do it? You understand that there are two different pshatim. The first pshat you just said is we're not worried about a woman doing this thing. So we're not going to usher everything because we're worried she's going to slide out. We're not going to usher it. Meaning to say, the Baal Tshuva is the Baal Tshuva pshat. That we have the first Kamash Malan is if the woman swears to you, I will untie it. I am not lazy. I raise my hand and take a shmua chamura. I will not do it. It will be mutter. We're going to relax the Baal Tshuva. That's the first shot of my life. She swears I'm not going to do it the wrong way. It's going to be mutter. What's the other shot?
Mutter if she does it.
Even if she does it and she slides herself out, it's still mutter to undo all of them. Everything's mutter. Why?
Suffolk Darabon and the Kula?
Even if she doesn't swear, right, that she's not going to do it, we don't care. This crazy homework. We're going to usher both knots because we don't know which one is the one she's going to do. Even though we don't know, we don't worry about that. So it is the shot that if she swears, we will relax. The Havamina was, even if she tells us we don't believe her, Kamash Malan, we will believe her. Or is the Kamash Malan, what? What's the other Kamash Malan? Then even if she does it the lazy way, we don't care. And she can undo and do whatever she wants. What is the Kamash of the Tema? Look carefully at the language. Mo de tema, what do we have to worry about? That perhaps one of them will be mevatel, and then it's going to be aser kamash malan. What? There is no kamash malan explanation over here. We don't know what we're not worried about. Are we not worried about the chumrah that we have to aser both of them because we don't know which one is going to be the one? Oh, but if we know, we will aser the one that we do know. We don't know it. Back, we're not going so far. Both, because we don't know which one it is. Just the one that she does. Just the one, if she is lazy, that knot that she never untied will be awesome. But the other one will be mutter. Or is the kamash malan what? At all. We're not worried about all of this. The idea that she is going to go and stick her head in an uncomfortable fashion, we don't care. That's not something that we are recognizing.
Third one would be the Rashi.
Third one?
Rashi is Kayama, but there's no Kurma Khatu here. And normally you say, Kayama, Kurma Khatu. I don't see it here that this will get Kurma Khatu. Whereas with Rashi, I was afraid that it's.
Unfortunately, I don't know what you said.
Okay, so Rashi classifies that it would lead to a case where there's a kayama.
Right. The one that gets mevatel there because she's lazy, but we don't know which one's going to be the one she's lazy. Okay, therefore, we answer both of them. So the kamash malan could be saying what? Number one.
Kamash malan would say it if she just slips her head in and stays kayama for. Basically,
just that one we will usher, but not the other one.
But we say usher, we don't say chayiv. That's also, I think, also another hiddish we get from this. That for that, if that's the case, that goes against our shot. I mean, that people say that yes, that kayama is a chayiv.
Guess what? You're gonna have to write me an email because when you write, you're very clear.
Okay,
so I don't know what you're saying. Okay, could be. Said it could be a lot of things, but let's leave this for right now. This shot that Rabbi Drelich just said, I think, is going to help us explain the next sheet of Rashi in the Tzchutei Sitka, which doesn't have two knots anymore, only has one knot for her hair covering, and that will explain why now we're only going on the fact that it's undone every day, as opposed to the first sheet of Kasha, which was not based on the daily removal of the object. We can't force them what the Kamash Malan is now. No one knows. We can be conservative, and take away the big Kiddush. Kamash Malan, we're not going to usher both knots. That's the safe way. But theoretically, we could have an overturning of the tables in the Kamash Malan. Okay, you could have both.
Legs for Shreidim, I think. Rich Fogos is Iran.
The other Kamash Malans, that this is a massive machlokes in the poskim. Everybody's confused as to what's the Kamash Malan here. Everybody's confused. Okay, continue tomorrow.